Shabbos Dav Ayin Aleph. We're starting 7 lines from the bottom of Ayin Aleph Beis. Amar Rava Taisa points out that this would be Rabba because here it's Machlokes with Abaya, and Rabba was Abaya's Rebbe, and therefore it makes sense for Rabba to be for Abaya. However, generally we say Abaya before Rava because Abaya was Rashi before Rava. So Amar Rava, Rava says, "Katzav Tachan Kegregus B'Shugah Shabbos Zog Melachis." If someone did two Melachis on Shabbos, any two Melachis, here we pick on Tzir and Chena, but it can mean any of the two of the 39 Melachis, and he did it with the amount of Gregus because any share of food has to be the size of a dried fig to be chayiv on Shabbos. If it would be less than that, it would be a chatzi shir. And he did this b'shigah Shabbos zog melachos, which means that he didn't realize that today was Shabbos. However, he knew that if it would be Shabbos, he did know about the concept of ksira and tchino. And therefore, in such a case, we know from the Mishnah that we said that all you'd be chayiv, even if you did all 39 melachos, you'd be chayiv only one carbon for the shigah Shabbos. So in this case, you'd only be chayiv one carbon for ksira and tchino. Because prior to having any idea that he did something wrong on Shabbos, then it was Katzav and Tachav and Kegregus Bezod in Shabbos and Shigas Malachas. Here he did the same thing. He did Ksir and Tchina. However, he did it by knowing that today was Shabbos. It could have been on second Shabbos. It could have been on the same Shabbos. And he had a Shayig on the Malachas. And therefore, in this case, he should really be Chayiv two more Kabbanis, one for Ksir and one for Tchina. But Neidle al Ksir and Tchina shall Shigas Shabbos and Malachas. But then he realized that he did the Ksir and Tchina of the first case, where he didn't realize that today was Shabbos, and therefore he's now chayiv one carbon, and he was mafish to schatas, like Taisa points out, but he still wasn't makir of the carbon, and then the chazav neidel atzir v'altchina shalzon Shabbos v'shigas malachas, and then he realized and he remembered that he also was over atzir and chino bezodin Shabbos v'shigas malachas, and he chayiv really two more carbonis, but he already was mafish the first carbon. We turn to ayin aleph from an aleph. Tzira gareres ksira. The ksira will be gareres ksina. Tchina gareres tchina. Rava says that with one carbon, you'll be able to take care of all your chiyuvim for all your shkagas that you had. Why? Because by the fact that you bring a carbon for the ksira and tchina that you did with halama of shigas Shabbos v'zadim alachais, so then you already bring a carbon for ksira and tchina. Once you bring a carbon for the first ksira and for the first tchina, it'll drag along the kapara for the ksira and tchina on the second one, even though it's a completely different halama, because the first one you had a zadim Shabbos, you had a shigas Shabbos v'zadim alachais, and the second one you had a Zodin Shabbos v'shigas malachas, it would still work. Like Rashi says over here, it's not really based on the concept of greira, which we'll see later on, but here it's based on a very simple concept that if you have two Zesim of Chelev that you ate with Halam Echad, you only chayiv one. So Rashi points out in the third wide line on the top, V'zesh also shtei ksiris behalam echad, shloi noidalei ben ksir l'ksir shechata, since he didn't have any idea between the two ksiris when he did the chet, v'af b'shalom shal shnei cholot tzas b'shal rishayna, even though they're very different in each other, so if Halam Echadu is enough that you didn't realize at that point that you did any Averit. You didn't have any idea that you did a chet between them, and therefore, the idea is chet hu de mechalekes. What's being mechalek over here is the fact that you had knowledge or you didn't have knowledge of a chet. Hilka chat zu shabal tzir v'tchina rishoy na tavayu kaimun. Therefore, this chatas that you're bringing for the tzir and tchina of the first one where you had no idea will go even on the second one since you didn't have idea prior to actually bringing the carbon, even though you were mafresh the carbon before your yediyah, like we said before. If let's say the person actually has yediyah on the ksira he did when he was a zadin Shabbos shigas malachas, and over there, of course, just having yediyah on ksira, you chayiv one carbon. If you have yediyah on the tchina, you would need a second carbon, but here you only had yediyah so far on the ksira. And he went ahead and he was mafrish a carbon for this ksira, and then prior to bringing the carbon, he now had an idea on all the rest. He had an idea on the second tchina, as well as the first ksira and the first tchina. The din is ksira gereres ksira. The second ksira now will drag along and be mechapa for the first ksira he did, b'shigas Shabbos v'zadim lachis, v'tchina she'ima. And once he already has a kapara for the first ksira, it'll automatically go and be mechapa for the first tchina, because in that case, you only need one carbon. The ksira and tchina were both done b'shigas Shabbos, and it could drag it along. This is called greira. However, the second tchina, you have no way to mechap on that because that needs its own carbon. So that's lefi rava. You wouldn't say greira acha greira. However, Abayama tchina nami gareres tchina because shem tchina achasi. Abaya says a huge chiddush that once you say greira, you say greira le greira, which means as follows, that the carbon that you mafish for the second ktsira, of course, could be mechapa for the first ktsira, because that's like eating two pieces of chalev behalamecha, like we said before from Rashi, you don't even have to come out to gzera. But then the first ktsira now is gera, that you could also be mechapa for the first tchina. And once you have gera and you already be mechapa for the first tchina, then you say gera le gera, that the first tchina now could be mechapa for the first, for the second tchina. And therefore, all you would need in this case is one carbon. The Gemara asks, "Umi isleil Rava Greira?" It comes out, Lefi Rava, that at least one step of Greira you do say. You just don't say two steps of Greira. You don't say Greira le Greira. We have a Mefurish case that Rava says not like that, because we say, "Achol shnei seizi chelav behalam echad." If someone ate two kezesim of chelav in one halama, it was not bichtei achilas pras, and therefore it's considered two separate achilas. And at this point, you would be chayiv only one carbon for both of achilas. V'noydele alachas men, and then you remembered about, let's say, the first achila. And then you ate a third kezias while you still remember about the second achila. And therefore, on the second and third achila, you also only chayiv one carbon, because those two were on halama. So Amar Rava, on that Rava said, "Hey, v'kabal arishon, if this person brings a carbon on his first achila, then rishi v'shem is chapin, he'll get a kapar for the first and second achilais, but gimel einim is chapa. But the third achila, there will be no kapara, because it wasn't in the same halama of the first one. In addition, the same thing would apply if heavy carbon al shlishi, if he brought his carbon on the third achila, then shlishi v'shem is chapa. Since they were both done in the same halama, it's mischapa for the third and second achila, but rishi einim is chapa, it's not going to be mischapa for the first achila, because it wasn't done with the same halama of the third achila. Heavy carbon al mitzai, if he brought the carbon for the second one, that was his kavana, then you already could be mischapa kulan. Then there's now, there's electricity between the first and the second and third, and therefore they all now get kapar through the second carbon. However, what do you see from here? Very clearly that Rava doesn't hold in Greira at all, because otherwise what he's saying, the first case, it would apply to the second case as well, but let's explain in the first case that if you brought the carbon on the first one now is going to be mechapar for the second, because it was done with the same halama. Now, as Greira, since the second one has a kapara, it should also be mechapar the third, as based on the whole concept of Greira. Now, Abaya over here argues with Rava and says there is a concept of Greira. Abaya, Ma'afilah, Hebe Karbon al Echman. If you bring a carbon on the first or the third or the middle one, it doesn't make a difference. It's Chapra Kul, and you have Kapar in all of them, because you say Greira. Gemara answers, Basa the Shaman by a Savra, that he heard this from Abaya, and then Savra, and then he agreed to the Svara of Abaya. He thought about it, and he agreed that there is a concept of Greira. So, Frank Gemara, Ihachi, if he agrees with Abaya that there's a concept of Greira, Tchina Nami Tigri L'china. Beforehand, we should also say that the second tchina should be have kapara through the greira of the first tchina. The Gemara answers, greira islay, greira the greira leslay. That of course Rava now we see holds a greira, but his machlek is an abaya of Rava that we had before. But the greira of greira, that of course still stands in its place. Rava holds his no greira greira, abaya holds there is a greira le greira. Now even though we had a machlek is abaya of Rava, if there's greira le greira, both abaya and Rava agree that even if you did two separate types of malachas, one of zodish shabbos v'shigus malachas, and one was done on zodish malachas v'shigus shabbos, for example, you did ksira and then another ksira, you definitely could bring only one carbon and you'll have kapara for both of them. And you don't say that there's a chilek chatois. They're considered like the same chatas. That's pasha to Abai Rava. So the Gemara says, milsa pshit lulu Abai Rava. This idea that was pasha to Abai Rava, Mibayil Rav Zera, was actually a question to Rav Zera. Now, in reality, it's lav dafka Mibayil Rav Zera, because we're going to see two lashonis, either Debay Rav Zera and Rav Asi, like we said, V'armila, and some say, Bayil Minei Rav Yemi Rav Zera. So now, according to the lashon, Debay Rav Zera and Rav Asi, you're right, Rav Zera had a question, but Rav Asi actually responded not like Abayin Rava, and the same thing, Bayil Minei Rav Yemi Rav Zera, comes out, Rav Zera is going to be the one responding, and therefore it wasn't a shayla for Rav Zera at all. It's just lav dafka, it just means Rav Zera doesn't hold like Abayin Rava. And what does he say? If someone was either katza or he was talking, you don't have to say that they were both, but you did either one and you did a chetzi gregor. So again, this is a chetzi shir. You didn't realize today was Shabbos and you had a zodin that if you would have known on Shabbos, you knew that this malach was also. And now in the same halama, v'chaza v'katza v'tocha chetzi gregor b'zodin Shabbos v'shigus malachis. Now you did the same thing. You did either ksira or tchina of a half a gregor, so again a chetzi shir of zodin Shabbos. You knew it Shabbos, but you didn't realize that these malachis were also. Ma'av she yistafir. Could the two chetzi gregors now be been starved to a full shir and you'd be chayiv a carbon? Amalei. So he responded either, again, it's Rab Asi responded to Rab Zeir, or Rab Zeir responded to Rab Yemiya, chaluk l'chatois v'lem mitzafin. There is a chiluk chatois and they can't be mitzafin. Why? since they're both separate types of alamas. The first one was a case where it was Shigas Shabbos Bezadim Malachas. The second one was Bezadim Shabbos Shigas Malachas. Those are two separate types of Lissurim, and therefore you can't have it Stafis, and that's why you see that Rab Zeira is actually against this concept of Abai Rabba. The Gemara says, V'cholei chiluk chatois lemon Stafi, how could you say Rab Zeira or Rab Asi that when it's chiluk chatois, it's not mitzaref, but it's not, I have a mission that says not like that. If someone ate two kezesim of chelev in one halama, and we're talking about here, even if you did it, it wasn't b'chei achilus pras, and ein chayiv alachas, he's still only chayiv one because you did it with one halama, and therefore you chayiv for one issa of chelev, you only bring one carbon. Ochel chelev v'dam v'naisa u'pigel. However, if you did four separate issurim b'halam echad in one halama, you didn't realize that any of these were chayiv, then chayiv akol achas v'achas. Each one issurim are mechalik, and therefore each issa is mechayiv its own carbon. Now, zu chayiv b'min harim menachad. This is the chumrah of four different issurim, four different categories over one category of issa, like chelev by itself. However, I'll give you a chumrah we have by chelev over a case we had minun habi. For example, a very pashta case. If you ate a half a zayis of chelev and then you ate another half a zayis of chelev and this was bichdei achilas pras, then you're going to be chayiv, you're still going to be chayiv of carbon. However, mishnei minun pata, if you ate a half a zayis of two separate meaning, for example, a half a zayis of chelev and a half a zayis of dam or naisa or pigol, then you'll be pata. The Gemara over there asks a shayla on this Mishnah, if it would be from one min. For example, you ate two half of zesim of chelev, and you did it b'chlei achilas pras, your chayiv, is that a chiddush? Of course that's pashut. And in response to this question, Amar Rish Lakish b'shem batutni, Rish Lakish said the name of Amir batutni, hachem ha'iskin, here we're talking about g'en sh'achl b'shtein tamchuyin, that the chiddush of the Mishnah over there is talking about you ate two half zesim, but they were prepared different. There were two different methods of cooking. One was, for example, roasted, and one was cooked. And therefore, even though it's b'chdei achilus pras, it's a chiddush because of Rabbi Shua. It's like Rabbi Shua, the amet tamchuyim mechalken. Generally, if you have two separate methods of cooking, it's mechalik for karbonis. So ma'o tema om Rabbi Shua bein l'kula bein l'chumra. You might think that Rabbi Shua, when he said it didn't make a difference if it was l'kula l'chumra. For example, l'chumra would be when you eat two kezesim of a chelev, one was roasted and one was cooked, you have to bring two karbonos. That's a chumrah. Maybe you'd say the same thing in the kula, that if you had two chetzizais, you would say they're not mitzaref, and therefore you wouldn't bring any karbonos. Kamash Milan, the chiddush of that mission was, the lekula loy amra, lechumrah karmada. Rabbi Shua only said the lechumrah that you would bring two karbonos when you had two separate methods of cooking. However, if it would two methods of cooking, and it would be two chetzizaisim, you wouldn't say you wouldn't bring any carbon, then it would be mitzaref, and you would at least have to bring one carbon. What's the Gemara's question? Just like Rabbi Shua said, by two different methods of cooking, where would it be a zayis of each, it would be chiluk ha'tois, and still would say that chetzi zayis of each would be mitzdar. So the Gemara's question is on Rab Zeira and Rab Asi, that how do you argue on a Mishnah? The Mishnah over there seems clearly that if you have two separate things, which would create two karbonas, two chetzi zayis could still be mitzdar. And over here, Rab Zeira and Rab Asi both say that since Zogin Shabbos Shigun Malachis or Shigun Shabbos Vizodim Malachis are two separate components, Chetzi Zayis of each can't be Mitzaref to be Mechayiv Yoy Carbon. The Gemara says, Amalei, Sir Rab Zeira or Rab Asi would respond, Ma Aresha Masala, you learned this idea of Rabbi Shua, Rish Lakish response that he brought in Rabbi Shua on the Resha, the Kashle, and therefore you have a Kashle on me. Anan, Asaf Masin, Levelei Kashlan. We learned it on the Sefer. We learned the question that it was on the Sefer of the Mishnah increases, and therefore it won't be a kasha to us. Why? Because the Sefer of that Mishnah said, Mishnei minin pata, that he ate a half a zayis of chelev, and a half a zayis of either dam, noise, or pigol, and he did this behelam echad, that you pata, so tzrich l'mayim, is that a chiddush? Of course they came in mitzaref. Now, Tais points out that we know that it is mitzaref potentially from Malkus, but it means, but a gay of carbon for sure it's not mitzaref. If you ate a half a chelev and half a dam, of course it's not mitzaref. For Rish Lakish Shu Batutni, and on that Rish Lakish said in the name Batutni, and he responded to the question, La'olam Minechad. Really, even the Sefer is talking about where you ate only chelev, you ate half a zayis of chelev, and another half of a zayis of chelev. My correlation minim, and why do we call it two minim? Not that it was chelev and dam, but sha'achlu b'shnei tabchun. You ate it in two different types of cooking methods. One was roasted, and one was cooked, for example. Rabbi Shuhi, and it's going like Rabbi Shua, the Amma, tamchun, that when you have two different types of cooking methods, it's mechalikit for kabonis. And that's why you potter, because since you ate half a zayis of chalim that was roasted and half a zayis of chalim which was cooked, therefore you wouldn't have a chi of carbon. Comes out, so if you learn the Gemara this way, then it actually comes out exactly like the did of Reb Zera, that since you hold that these two things are considered separate from the Geir Karbonis, when it would be a kazayas of each, roasted or cooked, you would actually bring two Karbonis. The same thing would apply actually when you had a half a kazayas roasted and half a kazayas cooked, you wouldn't bring any Karbonis because you actually say that since it's Chaluk al-Chatois, therefore it's not Mitzarif no matter what. The Gemara continues, if we're explaining the Sefer, like we just said, that's talking about Chalev by half a size of Chalev, but it was by Shtei Tavchuyin, it was by two separate methods of cooking. And we turn to Ayin Aleph and Beis, Mechlal de Reisha Menech V'tam Choyachad, where we said that you are Chayiv in what's called the Reisha, but it's really this Reisha of the Sefer, that you had two half Azesim that you are Chayiv on, and then Mitzdarif, when you ate them, Bechdei Achilos Pras, was one Menechad, and it was also a Tam Choyachad, it was one method of cooking. So Menech V'tam Choyachad, Tzrich L'meimah, is that a Chiddush? It's no Chiddush at all, so why would you have to say the Mishnah? Rav Huna, Hacha Ma'iskinan, Rav Huna explains here, we're talking about Shehisla Yediyah Ben Tayim, we're not talking about didn't have yediyah. You actually had yediyah between them. Rav Gamlieli, the Amar ain yediyah lechatzis shiur. That a yediyah between chatzis shiurim is meaningless. So, for example, even though we know that if you had a kazayis of chalav and then you had a yediyah that you knew that you did something wrong, and then you had another kazayis of chalav, of course you have to bring two korbanos. However, if you had a chila of chatzis zayis of chalav and then you realize in between that you did something wrong because you ate a chatzis zayis, you did a chatzis shir issa, and then you had another achila of chatzis shir, then the din would be that you actually bring a carbon because the yediyah can't split up to chatzis shir. And what's the svar behind this? Because Rabbi Gamliel holds that you need a yediyah schet, since in the time that you had a yediyah, you didn't have a yediyah of a chet. There was no chet. It was only chetzi shir of a chet. That's not considered enough to split it up, and therefore you would still bring one carbon, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Being that the next Gemara has a lot of cheshbon, we'll learn the Gemara of Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan first to explain it clearly, and then we'll go back and do a quick sikkum of the Gemara, how it ties in both to Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan as well as to the Gemara that we had on Ayin Amar Alf with Abai and Rava. So we start. Itmar, ochel shnei zeis chaylev behelam echav nedla arishin v'chaz v'nedla asheni. If someone ate two kazesim of chaylev in one forgetfulness, and then he realized that he ate one, and then later on he realized he ate a second. Rabbi Yechon says chayev shtayim. At that point, you chayev two kabbalans. Even though you ate it halam echad, you still gonna be chayev two kabbalans because you were realizing your yediya is mischalekas, like we'll see in the Gemara later. Rishlokas shama in a chayev alachas. Rishlokas says even though you had two yediyas, however, originally you did both isurim behelam echad, therefore you only chayev one carbon. Rabbi Yechonah Mechayev, Al-Khatos Vahevi. The Pasuk says, like Rashi says, Vahevi Karbonai, Siras Izim Tmima Nekeva, Al-Khatos Eshechotai. It actually says Vahevi and then Al-Khatosai, but Mashmal Kol Chatz Vachatos Yavi. On each individual Chet, you will still bring a Karbonai. Shlokish. In the same passion, by Chatas Chelev, which is the standard Chatas, it says Mechatosai Vinislachloi. Afilo Rashi says Loihevi El Al Mixas Chatosai Vinislachloi Kuloi. Even if you only bring the carbon, or at least your idea was already on part of your carbon, then you still have kapara on the entire thing. So Gemara asks Rish Lakish Haksiv Al Chatas Vehevi. What does he do with that pasuk? Hahul Acha Kapara. He says that of course you chay two kaparas, but that's if you already brought the carbon, then you'll have to bring a second carbon for the second. A person ate a kazayas and a half, and then he has a yediyah on a kazayas, and then he ate another half a zayas prior to him remembering about the first half a zayas that he ate. So you might think of a second carbon, because the first carbon that you had a yediyah on is taking into account a mechzah, because since it's such a small amount, the half a kazayis, it's not a shear, therefore it's bottled to the first kazayis, and you wouldn't bring another carbon. In order to understand, the machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon says you chayev two carbons, Rish Lakish says you chayev only one carbon. So Ravina is going to say to Ravashi, we have three different stodim on the shayla. I'm Ravina Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi, this yadlik kaidim afresh pligi is the machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, where the person who did the aveira and ate two times chaylev that he still had the idea of both of them before he was already mafresh his carbon plagues. That way the machlekes, it is machlekes. The masava yidias b'chalkes that Rabbi Yechon holds you have to bring two carbons because since he had a yidia on each one separately, therefore you bring on each yidia a separate carbon. Yidia is part of the bringing of the carbon. Masava hafrashes b'chalkes, it's not relevant to yidias, and therefore you still bring one carbon until you actually mafresh a carbon on one of the chatais. Aval achafrasha, but if it would be after that frasha, once you did that frasha and then you had a second idea, of course you'd have to bring a second carbon. The machlekes of Rabbi Yechon and Shlakish is that they knew after that frasha. The Rabbi Yechon hold that the frasha is mechalik. Once you do that frasha, it's mechalik between the first avir and the second avir. You have to bring two carbonis. And Shlakish holds kaparis mechalikis. That is, even if you did that frasha, it's not enough. You can still bring that carbon for the other avir as long as you have the idea before the kapara. But if it would be prior to Hafrasha, even Rabbi Yechon would agree to Rabbi Yishlokish, then Chayiv al-Achas, at that point you're still only going to be Chayiv one for both Averis, because the idea, having an idea on the Averis itself without having any Hafrasha or any Kapara, of course, is not going to make you bring another carbon. Maybe the Machlekes is actually, Rabbi Yechon and Yishlokish doesn't make a difference if it's by idea, if it's by Hafrasha. Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish would be arguing by both cases, and Rabbi Yechon would say, no matter what, as long as you had idea, either prior to Hafrasha or after Hafrasha, you have to bring two carbonis, and Reish Lakish would say, either way, you only have to bring one carbon. Of course, once you get to the point where you brought the carbon, you had kapara, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish would agree that you still have to bring another carbon for the second idea that happened after the kapara. Amalei, he responded back, which is Rav Asher, responded to Ravina, Mistavra, Bein Bezu, Machlekes, it must be that the machlekes is in all cases. Why? The isakad the kaidim afrasha plugging. If the machlekes is only by kaidim afrasha, aval acha afrasha, maidle reish lakish Rabbi Yechon. But it would be if the afrasha, even reish lakish agrees, you have to bring two carbons like Rabbi Yechon and chayiv shtayim. Ademukim lekra. When we asked on reish lakish, what does he do with the pasuk? And we said it's going lacha kapara. Look me lacha afrasha. Reish lakish should have just said it's talking after afrasha because over there he agrees to Rabbi Yechon. But the acha afrasha plugging. And if you can say that the machlekes is by acha afrasha, aval kaidim afrasha, maidle Rabbi Yechon reish lakish and Kaidim afrasha and Rabbi Yechon is made to Reish Lakish. They only have one chiyuv chatas. They in chayv alachas. Ademukle kra bekazayas sumechsa. Why did Rabbi Yechon have to take the pasuk Reish Lakish, like we said before, and explain it by the case of a kazayas sumechsa? Look, be kaidim afrasha. Say it's prior to afrasha, and it's actually teaching you that you would have only one carbon there. The Gemara says, no, that's not a raya, because vidal spooky misafkale. Maybe even the Gemara wasn't sure what Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish held, and therefore, since they weren't sure, that's why they gave these two roots according to Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, and Vintim Salai Mekama. If you were certain that the machlekes was either only kaidim afrasha or only la'acha afrasha, then that would be perfect. We could have answered like the Gemara just responded a moment ago. However, im timsalem kaidim afrasha, but we're not sure if that's the case, and therefore we're going on the tzad that's kaidim afrasha, that pligiba, then Rabbi Yechon hechimukal alakra. Then we have to ask Rabbi Yechon, how is he going to explain the pasuk of Reish Lakish? So I'll have to say it because I assume echsa v'im timsalem la'acha afrasha pligi, and if the machlekes is specifically la'acha afrasha, then Reish Lakish. How is Reish Lakish going to explain the pasuk of Rabbi Yechon? Balach Kapara, it's referring to after Kapara. For a recap of Bachleg's Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechon and going through the Cheshbon, I will send another recording. We'll stop over here.